I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
This is Religion Today with Martin Tanner, a weekly look at religion and spirituality here at home and around the world. Now, here's your host, Martin Tanner.
Welcome. This is Religion Today. I'm your host, Martin Tanner. Today, we take a look at what the Book of Mormon says about ancient Jewish prophets who lived in Israel at the time of Lehi. Now, you might ask, why is that important? Well, let's talk about that for a minute. The Book of Mormon mentions a number of Jewish prophets who are written about on the brass plates that Lehi and his family took with them when they exited Jerusalem about 600 BC. Some of these prophets, like Moses and Isaiah and some others, also appear in the Bible. But critics of the Restored Church of Jesus Christ say two Book of Mormon prophets in particular, Zenas and Zenoch, do not appear anywhere except in the Book of Mormon and are proof that the Book of Mormon isn't an ancient book. Why? Because they say, how could all references to two really important Jewish prophets have been lost, completely lost in Judaism, but somehow they're miraculously found in the Book of Mormon? Well, in this episode of Religion Today, I'm going to respond to the critics and answer their claims, answer their questions with the evidence and information we have about Zenas and Zenoch. But first, a short overview of what the Book of Mormon says about these two indeed important prophets. In the Book of Mormon, Zenas was an old world prophet whose pre-Christian era writings were recorded on the brass plates. Zenas is quoted or paraphrased a whole bunch of times, a number of times, by writers in the Book of Mormon, including Nephi in 1 Nephi chapter 19, verses 10, 12, and 16, by Jacob in Jacob chapter 5 and Jacob chapter 6, verse 1, by Alma the son of Alma in Alma chapter 33, verses 3, 13, and 15. Also, by Nephi, the son of Helaman, in Helaman chapter 8, verse 19. Also, by Samuel the Lamanite, in Helaman chapter 15, verse 11. And by Mormon, in 3 Nephi chapter 10, verse 6. So that's a pretty long list. That's a significant list. This prophet Zenos is significant in the Book of Mormon. So how could he be there but not in the Bible? Well, we will get to that. Next, let's talk about what Zenos' message was. The Book of Mormon says that he wrote and prophesied about the death of the Messiah, about the atonement of the Messiah, about the scattering and gathering of Israel. We read about some of these things in the verses that I mentioned earlier. And here's a new point that I haven't made yet. According to Helaman chapter 8, verse 19, Zenos was killed because of what he preached. In other words, he was a martyr prophet mentioned in the Book of Mormon. We also know from the Book of Mormon that Zenos and Zenoch both taught that God has mercy on us because of God's Son. We read about that in Alma chapter 33 in verses 3 through 13, and also in Alma 34, verse 7. In other words, the Messiah was the Son of God, according to Zenos and Zenoch. They taught that the God of Israel would die. Take a look at 1 Nephi chapter 19, verse 10. Although their descriptions of the Messiah are in words or phrases that are different from the ones that, as Latter-day Saints, we would use today. Their words clearly show that they believed in a future Messiah who would be a Savior. Zenas taught that the death of the Messiah would coincide with signs for those who are on the isles of the sea. He mentioned earthquakes followed by 3 days of darkness. Both Nephi and Mormon believe that those prophecies related specifically to the descendants of Lehi. And they said this in 1 Nephi chapter 19, verses 10 and 12. They also mentioned that again, that they refer specifically to the descendants of Lehi in 3 Nephi chapter 10, verse 16. Now, fascinatingly, and few people mention this, but 3 Nephi chapter 10, verse 16 says that Lehi was a descendant of both Zenas and Zenoch. So we have a tradition of the Book of Mormon peoples actually all being related in some sense to Zenas and Zenoch. So these are not just significant prophets because of their teachings, but ancestrally, genealogically as well. Zenas spoke about the gathering of Israel with elaborate allegories. Now I'm going to talk about why these allegories are important in just a minute. But he compares the scattering and gathering of Israel to the branches of an olive tree. Everybody's familiar with Jacob 5 and Jacob 6, chapter 1. Samuel the Lamanite believed that this prophecy related specifically to the restoration of his people to a knowledge of the Messiah, according to Helaman chapter 15, verse 11. So, with this little background about what Zenas and Zenoch did and said, back to the question of the critics. Why aren't Zenas and Zenoch mentioned in the Bible? If they really were Jewish prophets in Old Testament times, why doesn't the Bible at least mention them? All right, here's the answer. Identical components exist in both Zenoch allegories in the Book of Mormon and the teachings of the Teacher of Righteousness in the Dead Sea Scrolls, specifically Zenoch's Book of Mormon Hymn of Thanksgiving and Praise. Notice this is a hymn of Zenoch in the Book of Mormon. It elaborates on prayer, worship, and mercy. And it has direct styles and content with Hymn H, or if you like numerals, Hymn 8 or Hymn J or 10 of the Thanksgiving hymns of the Dead Sea Scrolls. Why is this important? Well, it shows that the Dead Sea Scrolls or Zenoch were dependent one on the other. Zenoch may have gotten his information from an early source upon which the Teacher of Righteousness and the Dead Sea Scrolls relied, or vice versa. These two prophets are interconnected. The implication is the Dead Sea Scrolls relied on the writings of Zenoch. That's the most logical inference. It also means that there really is an outside reference to the Book of Mormon prophet Zenoch, where it's in the Dead Sea Scrolls, Hymn H and Hymn J. That's one place. Here's another example to respond to the critics. There is evidence that writings of and references to several ancient Jewish prophets were destroyed by the ruling class of the Jews. The best known example of this is a reference in the Dead Sea Scrolls to an ancient prophet known as the Teacher of Righteousness. He is mentioned over and over in the Dead Sea Scrolls. Outside of the Dead Sea Scrolls, there is no other reference to the Teacher of Righteousness. That's just like the Book of Mormon. You could use the critics of Zenoch and Zenoch in the Book of Mormon would have to also, using that same logic, say, well, the Dead Sea Scrolls can't be accurate and there can't be any real genuine Teacher of Righteousness because he's not found anywhere outside of the Dead Sea Scrolls. Well, that's absolute nonsense. No scholars believe that. Well, when we come back, more about the Dead Sea Scrolls and other ancient works which confirm that the Book of Mormon's reference to Zenos and Zenuk are ancient and authentic. Stay tuned. I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today.
Religion Today with Martin Tanner continues on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
We're back. I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today. Our discussion today centers around the idea of how could it be that Zenos and Zenuk, two prophets mentioned in the Book of Mormon, how could it be that they're not mentioned also in the Bible? Critics claim this means the Book of Mormon isn't true, but are they right? Well, first of all, to recap, the Dead Sea Scrolls references a prophet, an ancient Jewish prophet, the Teacher of Righteousness, which is, he's a guy who's not mentioned anywhere else except in the Dead Sea Scrolls. So using the logic of the critics, I guess he's not an authentic Jewish prophet. But he is. Everyone knows that he is. So there's an example of an ancient Jewish prophet who was lost to Judaism, just like Zenuk and Zenos. That is the point about the Teacher of Righteousness. Now, here's another example from the Dead Sea Scrolls about the authentic Jewish prophet who was totally lost. The scrolls talk about the Teacher of Righteousness and say that he was a descendant from Zadok. Now, some LDS scholars have argued, and I think they're probably right, that Zenuk is a different way of pronouncing Zadok. And he's another prophet referenced only in the Book of Mormon. Scholars identify this Zadok as a priest, the priest who anointed Solomon, a biblical priest. 1 Kings chapter 1, verse 39, and 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 35, both talk about Zadok and the dynasty in the office of high priest of which he belonged, which was about 1000 BC to 700 BC. There are even non-LDS scholarly books that have been written on lost prophets and priests in ancient Jewish tradition. So this is not just something Latter-day Saints are trying to find some evidence for. Let me give you one example. There is a professor at Chandler School of Theology at Emory University. Her name's Alice Hunt. She wrote several books on this subject, but I'm just going to mention one, which is Missing Priests, the Zadokites in Tradition and History, published by T&T Clark in 2006. Wonderful book, which describes how unknown or mostly unknown priests who are referenced in early Jewish tradition really did exist, but somehow they've been lost in the meantime. So what does this imply? This means that being a descendant of Zadok meant the Teacher of Righteousness was a member of or loyal to or a teacher of the doctrines espoused by Zadok. This is somebody who's at least related to the Bible. The primary sources for Zenos' existence is an ancient text called Biblical Antiquities. It's written by an unknown author who's described in scholarly works as pseudo-Philo. Pseudo not because he's not real, but because we don't know who his name is. And in this book, Biblical Antiquities, which was written around the time of Christ, we find much older material, Biblical Antiquities gives a history of the Jews from the creation to the destruction of Jerusalem, and it includes stories about a prophet leader named Zenes, or Zenek, or Zenes, depending on which ancient manuscript you happen to take a look at. Now, this starts to look like Zenes, this other missing ancient prophet who's referenced in the Book of Mormon. So, Pseudo Philo, in his work, Biblical Antiquities, makes a connection between this figure and the biblical character named Kenaz, K-E-N-A-Z, who lived between the time of the conquest of Canaan and Israel's judges. You can take a look at this reference, or references to this person in several different places. One of them is Joshua chapter 15, verse 17. Another is Judges chapter 1, verse 13. The third one is 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 13. Now, this means that we may indeed have a reference to this ancient Jewish prophet mentioned in the Book of Mormon, but the name is just morphed or spelled a little bit differently, so we didn't realize it. This is pretty fascinating because it shows that Joseph Smith was accurate in what he produced in the Book of Mormon, and he could not possibly have known about this link. So scholars identify Zenes as the first judge over Israel, and they attribute to him a lot of important things. He said important things, he did important things, and if you take a look at or find a good summary of the Biblical Antiquities and read the parallels, you will see that this seems to be a reference to Zenes in the Book of Mormon. There was a fabulous book about this written back in 1994 by BYU professor John W. Welch, Jack Welch, BYU Law School professor of mine many years ago, a wonderful man. And Jack Welch developed and highlighted comparisons in an article between the words of Zenes in this ancient book that Pseudo Philo wrote, Biblical Antiquities, and in the Book of Mormon. And so he's got this fascinating parallel, and it definitely shows that Zenes is probably Zenos in the Book of Mormon. It's a fabulous chart, and it shows the similarities. So where do we go from here? All right. What this means is the critics are wrong. There are ancient Jewish prophets that have been lost, not just from the Book of Mormon, but also the Dead Sea Scrolls. Example, the Teacher of Righteousness. There are other examples from the Dead Sea Scrolls as well. Point number two, are there references to Zenok and Zenes outside the Book of Mormon? It appears that there definitely are, and these were not available to Joseph Smith. What are the references? Well, they are in the Dead Sea Scrolls themselves, and they are also in the ancient Book of Antiquities. And how do we know that these are references? Well, the names are virtually the same, not absolutely identical, but very, very close. And also the content is the same. Again, Jack Welch, Professor Welch, has listed a number of parallels showing that there was a reliance by the Dead Sea Scrolls, probably on this ancient Jewish prophet, Zenes. Now, the final point that I wanted to make here is that there are professors, scholars in many disciplines which also have acknowledged that ancient Jewish prophets and figures are missing in the biblical tradition. Example, missing priests, the Zadokites in tradition and history by Professor Alice Hunt of Emory University. So there you have it. There is evidence outside of the Book of Mormon for Zenas and Zenoch, and the critics, they lose again on this one. Join me again next week. I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today. And if you'd like to be in touch with me about this or any other subject, feel free to send me an email. Send it to martinstanner@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to respond. See you next week.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.